Good evening and welcome to Manx Radio's Christmas Bedtime Stories, read by Kim Quine. Tonight's story is Dear Father Christmas by Alan Durrant.
It was the 1st of December and the Christmas lights were twinkling in the high street. Mum took Holly and Billy to meet Father Christmas in the big store. That evening, Mum helped Billy write his Christmas list. He left it above the fireplace, but Holly left a letter instead.
Dear Father Christmas, I hope you're well. Is it snowing in Lapland? It is cold here. I saw a man in a shop today who said he was Father Christmas. He was dressed like you, but was it really you? Really? He told me to leave my Christmas list by the fireplace, but I wanted to make sure that it was really you. Please answer. Love, Holly.
Next morning, Holly found a letter addressed to her.
Dear Holly, thank you so much for your letter. What a lovely Christmassy name you have. The Holly and the Ivy is one of my favourite Christmas carols. I'm also very fond of Jingle Bells. I often sing it on Christmas Eve when I ride the sleigh with my reindeer to deliver the presents. All over the world at Christmas time there are people who dress up as me. They are my helpers and they do a very good job. The helper you met was right. You must give me your Christmas list or I will not know what to bring you. The sooner the better too, my dear, or you'll make my chief elf Errol very grumpy indeed. Season's greetings. Father Christmas. P.S. It is so cold here that there are icicles in my beard.
Holly couldn't believe it. A letter from Father Christmas. She knew she should write her list, but there was one really big thing she wanted, and she didn't dare ask for it. So she wrote again.
Dear Father Christmas, thank you so much for your letter. Could you tell me more about your elves, please? How many are there? What do they do? What does Errol look like? My brother Billy wants to know if you're able to fit his train set in your sleigh. You could probably do with a helper, couldn't you? Lots of love, Holly. P.S. I hope you like my picture.
That night, Father Christmas's elves went around the world collecting Christmas lists. One of them found Holly's letter and took it back to Lapland. Next morning, there was another letter from Father Christmas by the fireplace.
Dear Holly, thank you very much for your picture. It made me laugh. But Errol says he won't smile until he gets your Christmas list. According to my elf register, there are 123 elves and they are all very busy. There are elves collecting and checking Christmas lists, making toys and games in my workshop, and preparing the sleigh. Tell Billy not to worry. However many presents are piled on my sleigh, there's always room. It's magic. Christmas magic. I could do with a helper, you're right, but it would need to be someone small to fit beside me. I can't wait for Christmas. I'm counting down the days. Are you? More Christmas greetings. Father Christmas. P.S. I'm afraid Errol doesn't want me to say what he looks like, as he is too shy.
Holly thought about Errol and the other elves busy in Lapland. She thought about the sleigh and the reindeer too. She also thought about what she wanted, but still didn't dare ask for it. I'll write again, she decided.
Dear Father Christmas, thank you so much for your letter. Can you tell me, please, what's it like to ride in a sleigh through the sky? How do you go around the world in just one night? Wouldn't you like some company? Billy wants to know how you get down the chimney, because he says your tummy is quite fat. With lots of love, Holly.
Father Christmas was having his supper when Holly's letter arrived. The next morning, she opened her new letter from Father Christmas.
Dear Holly and Billy, riding a sleigh through the sky is the most wonderful feeling in the world. Our time is not the same as yours. For you, Christmas Eve is just one night, but for us, it lasts much, much longer. As long, in fact, as it takes to deliver all the presents. Christmas magic allows me to get down even the smallest chimney. So Billy needn't worry. Here's a decoration for your tree. Don't forget your Christmas list. Errol is getting grumpier by the minute. You are right, my dear. Sometimes I do wish I had a companion. The reindeer are too busy racing to chat. Yet more Christmas greetings, Father Christmas.
When Holly put the Christmas decoration on the tree, she thought about her list and what Father Christmas had written. Perhaps if she could make Errol smile, then she might dare to ask Father Christmas for what she really, really wanted. Holly rushed off to write another letter.
Dear Father Christmas, I love the decoration. Thank you. Here's a joke to make Errol smile. What's the first thing elves learn at school? The alphabet. What do you do when it isn't Christmas? Do you always wear red? How do reindeer fly when they don't have wings? And what do they eat? I would love to meet them one day. Lots of love, Holly. P.S. Do you really like mince pies?
Father Christmas was feeding his reindeer when Holly's letter came. He hurried back to his grotto to write a reply. Holly opened her fourth letter.
Dear Holly, what a funny joke that was. Why, it even made Errol smile. Well done. For us, Christmas is a full-time all-year job. And what a wonderful job it is. And the best bit is getting letters from children just like you. And yes, I do always wear red. It's my favourite colour. Even my socks are red. I don't have time to write any more now, but I'm sending you my reindeer guide so you'll know all about them if you meet them. Everyone here is getting ready for the big ride. Time is running out, my dear. I shall say no more. Errol thinks I've said too much already. Ho, ho, ho! Father Christmas. P.S. I love mince pies. Carrots are strictly for the reindeers.
As Holly thought about the elves getting the sleigh ready, she knew it was time to ask for what she wanted. If she didn't ask now, it would be too late. That evening, she wrote her Christmas list and left it by the fireplace. At last, it was Christmas Eve. Holly and Billy hung up their stockings on the mantelpiece above the fireplace. They couldn't wait for Christmas Day. That night, Holly dreamed of Father Christmas setting off on his journey with his reindeer. The elves were waving and smiling, even Errol. Holly dreamed of the sleigh going from house to house delivering presents. Suddenly, Father Christmas was there. In his hand was a glittering ticket.
I've brought you your present,
he said with a smile. The next moment, Holly was sitting next to Father Christmas in his sleigh on a magical midnight ride through the snowy, starlit sky. Holly opened her eyes. The moon was still shining. She saw an envelope at the bottom of her bed. Inside was a glittering ticket. So it hadn't just been a dream. She looked out of the window. Was that Father Christmas's sleigh she could see racing across the sky to Lapland? Yes, she was sure it was.
Thank you for making my wish come true, Father Christmas,
she breathed.
Happy Christmas. See you next year.
We hope you enjoyed this evening's Christmas bedtime story. Join us again for another one tomorrow. Or catch up on the whole series online at manxradio.com.